Hey gorgeous humans, welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child Addressing the Root Cause. This is your girl Sienna Cruz, here to spill some truth bombs and guide you on this incredible journey of self-discovery. You know that feeling when life throws a curveball and you're just like, ugh, what else? Yeah, well today we're diving deep into something super powerful. Embracing your emotions and validating your feelings. Because let's be real, we live in a world that tells us to toughen up, just get over it, or even worse, to suppress our emotions entirely. But guess what? Bottling things up like a neglected soda bottle only leads to explosions later on. Our emotions are valid, they are part of the human experience, and learning to embrace them is key to unlocking a happier, healthier you. So buckle up, my loves, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. 1. Emotions are not enemies. Ever heard someone say, don't let those emotions get the best of you? Ugh, so cringeworthy. It's like saying don't let yourself be human. Emotions are not something to fear or fight against. They're messengers, giving us valuable information about what we need and how we feel. Feeling anxious? Maybe it's time to reassess that project deadline. Sad? Perhaps there's a need for some self-care and connection with loved ones. 2. Feeling it to heal it. Think of emotions like waves in the ocean, constantly moving and changing. Trying to hold them back only intensifies their power. Allow yourself to feel the full spectrum: joy, sadness, anger, frustration without judgment. This doesn't mean wallowing or letting your emotions control you. It means acknowledging them, understanding them, and allowing them to pass through you like a gentle breeze. 3. Validation is self-love. Ever felt dismissed or invalidated when expressing your feelings? It's a soul-crushing experience. Validating your own emotions is a radical act of self-love. Tell yourself it's okay to feel this way. Acknowledge that your feelings are real and deserve respect. When you validate yourself, you create a safe space for your authentic self to thrive. 4. Communication is key. Bottling up emotions can lead to resentment and unhealthy communication patterns. Learn to express your feelings clearly and respectfully to others. Use as statements like, I feel frustrated when, instead of blaming or attacking. Remember, healthy communication is a two-way street. Listen actively and try to understand the other person's perspective as well. 5. Practice self-compassion. You're human. It's okay to make mistakes, have difficult emotions, and not always have it all figured out. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Forgive yourself for past hurts, celebrate your strengths, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. Think about a time when you tried to suppress an emotion or tell yourself it wasn't valid. Did anything good come from it? Probably not. You likely felt more stressed, anxious, or even physically unwell. That's because ignoring our emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just pushes them deeper down where they can fester and cause trouble. On the flip side, imagine a scenario where you acknowledge your feelings, give yourself permission to feel them, and then explore them in a healthy way. Maybe you talk to a trusted friend, journal about your thoughts, or engage in some self-care activities that bring you joy. See the difference? Embracing your emotions isn't about being emotional all the time, it's about honoring your inner world and using those feelings as a guide for living a more authentic and fulfilling life. So, my beautiful listeners, remember this. Your emotions are valid, they deserve to be heard, and learning to embrace them is a superpower. Start today by practicing self-compassion, validating your feelings, and communicating openly with yourself and others. Trust me, your inner child will thank you for it. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little reminder that their feelings matter. Let's create a world where embracing our emotions is celebrated, not stigmatized. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you're loved, you're worthy, and your story matters.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.